Good morning. It's 7:36 a.m. Sunday, September the 17th, 2017. All right, numbers out of the way. Here I am. I'm out and walking. It's relatively early. The first mile went really fast. I was trucking right along. Felt good. Got the blood pumping. It's a cool morning. My fingers are freezing. My nose is cold. It's 50-something degrees. Sun is just beginning to peek through the clouds now. They're burning off a little bit. They're still pretty solid off to the east. But the big, heavy, dark cloud deck is moving off. The sky is blue. There are a lot of mare's tails up there this morning. That make the sky seem even bluer. I feel good this morning. That's the first morning I felt good. Well, very, very, very long time. I think part of it is I got a half decent night's sleep last night. It wasn't a whole night's sleep, but it was half decent. It's like 7 hours, which is... And good solid sleep for 7 hours. Get up this morning, had my coffee, had my toast. I'm going to have to make a grocery run this morning because I'm running out of peanut butter. Made a beef stew last night for dinner. I've done one set of push-ups and two sets of weights this morning. And that's only about 7:26. Probably later than that now. 7:36. It's now 7:38. I'm pretty sure I haven't been walking for 12 minutes, so it must have been 7:36. But a gorgeous morning. It's definitely fall is in the air, that scent. Of moist leaves. Chill. It's gorgeous out here. So I don't know what I'm going to talk about this morning. I don't have any idea. Because I never have any idea, and I usually manage to talk at least part of the time. I've been falling behind on my journaling. I do better when I journal regularly, when I stay on the path. My therapist confirmed, my therapist confirmed that it's my ADHD brain rebelling against the structure. And the problem is, the more rational part of my brain recognizes that the structure is necessary. So I may have to maintain the basic structure and find some way to change it up so that I'm not fighting against the structure and spending all of my energy fighting against the structure. I'm not sure how I'm going to do that. I did finally unpack the Chromebook. plug it in. So that's charging this morning. One of the things I can do to change up is to go to a different room. Picking that book, I can go upstairs or I can see outside. I can take it into the studio office room. The Chromebook has internet access, sort of, but doesn't have Facebook. Don't generally run Twitter on it. Don't generally run anything on it except the word processing software. And that's up to date. All I need to do is make an update to the word processing file, which is easy enough to do. Somewhere I've lost a little HDMI dongle that provides HDMI to VGA. I gotta find that before I lose sight of it altogether. It might be in my shoulder bag. It might be in the pocket of the jacket I was wearing. I need to get a new jacket. I usually wear a suit coat over jeans. And I like the look of a suit coat over jeans. Particularly pinstripes. I have a lightweight black pinstripe suit. And I don't really like to wear the suit, the pants are wool. It's a wool suit. It's a nice suit. I mean, it's a nice suit. But when I'm going to do a con, wearing a full suit isn't really de rigueur. It's not really, at least around here, it's not really the uniform. It's not what people wear. Most people go make presentations, sit on panels, wearing shirt sleeves. Comfy clothes. So I need to find some. I need to find a new jacket. And the reason is that my navy blue blazer is like a little threadbare around the cuffs. I've had it forever. I've had it for a very, 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 very long time. Now it fits again. Something that I can thank all of the push-ups and the weight training and the weight loss to. Fits again. A little lax on diet. I'm going to get a little more rigorous again. I should check my glucose just to make sure I'm not going too crazy. I'm not eating a lot of sugar. I'm not eating a lot of carbs. I'm still eating mostly protein and vegetables. I have my toast. I have my three crackers and my three Triscuits and my string cheese in the evening. I do have an occasional cookie, just to remind myself, you know, they're not that great. So I can have a cookie and say, oh, yeah, no, we won't do this. Potato chips, same way. I love potato chips, but, you know, they're not really worth the carb load. They're not really worth the fat load. I love the salt. God, I love the salt. There's a couple that I'm going to have to go by. Because I'm hiking this morning. Guys are doing something here in this ditch. I wonder what it is. Almost looks like they're putting in a underground bypass. Probably so they can fill the ditch in and then develop the land. But that's what it is. Yeah, they've got a big junction box down there. A lot of pipe laying around. That must be it. Stay with me. Long post. Never seen them out before, different couple. I see couples out walking all the time. That wasn't one of them that I've seen. They thought they were going to make a loop around, but they can't. So they're going back. Maybe they're staying at the hotel or something. So, in my meditation, I'm up to Headspace Pro Pack Level 6. I think today will be day 10 of sitting in silence. And I'm really surprised at how fast 10 minutes goes when I'm sitting in silence and trying not to chase ideas. To note that, oh, there's an idea, and let it go by, and go back to following the breath. This unit has been on the idea of identity, and me and my, and how often we use those terms, when there's really only this, the moment, being in the moment. It's not my moment, it's the moment. At any point in time, everybody in the world is having the same moment. And for everyone in the world, that moment is different. But it's still the moment. So being aware of the air, being aware of smells. Whoever does laundry here does it awful regular. Gosh. Same place. Get the dryer sheet smell. Being aware of the sound. This morning I can hear the sound of the traffic over 34 bypass. It gets a little too much air movement for me to hear any trains that might be going by over on the train track 5 miles to the east. And some mornings I can. There were some birds out earlier, I heard those. I'm not hearing any birds at the moment. Not sure exactly why, if it's they've had their morning tweet and moved on. They're, after a day of cold and rain, they're huddled up someplace sitting in the sun getting warm. Birds. Sounds like a vacuum cleaner out there somewhere. So this moment. aware. Trying to stay aware of the moment. Aware of the feet moving, the legs moving, the arms moving, the lungs, the leaves. And it's amazing how fast those 2 minutes go. And that identity, that being I, doesn't ever go away. I used it when I started talking about my meditation practice. But I'm working on making it less me. Less I. In a certain sense, it's freeing. It's a bit difficult. Oh, swallows. That's what I heard. They'll be going south this soon here, but they'll be going south pretty soon, I think. There's fewer and fewer bugs for them to eat. Or maybe these are migrating swallows who are headed south already. I don't know what kind of swallows are, if they're barn swallows or cliff swallows. Or they lack the long tails. But some sort of swallow. We just barely out of the south this morning. These people practice very bad flag etiquette. They leave their flag up all the time. Patriotic to a point. Somebody else here in the neighborhood has. Maybe that's the one. That's a flagpole with a light in it. So in a certain sense, the sun never sets on the flag because there's always a light on. I don't know if that falls under flag etiquette or not. That's an interesting question. I don't know. The legs, they are pooping out. I need some breakfast this morning. Is it I again? It's a beautiful morning. It's a Sunday. Oh, and I'm back at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.